This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
That ain't supposed to happen.
Usually, I'm supposed to start talking when a certain noise happens, so I don't know. Am I supposed to be talking now? Hello, welcome to the show. that made it a little easier. Welcome to the show. What's today's date? We weren't here last week, so let's see. Show for 6-2-2016.
Yeah.
It is 7:30 and about 400 degrees outside.
Oh, God. All right, start the bit. We're supposed to... Hey, Lip, was that supposed to happen?
No.
All right, start the bit. You want to do over? No, we can't do over because that's all blended into one. Can you do it again?
Do what?
That little vamp that you somehow cut off.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, we're back again. The remix. Philippius isn't here today.
Lip, you all right over there, man?
All right. He's upset. You yelled at him earlier. He did that on purpose.
Hey.
I think he did that on purpose.
You're right. I did yell, and that's just part of the business sometimes.
Remember he said, see you later? I think that was code word for, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, sucker.
That was code word for, I'm going to F up the intro. We've been doing this for how long, Lip?
25 years.
Oh, yeah. They can't even see you on the shot. I'm sorry. There you go.
There he is.
Now I'm messing up.
I'm not even centered.
Hey, you want to try that intro one more time so we can give Orly a nice cold open? Don't worry, folks. We'll fix this in editing. All right?
The whole thing or just that part?
No, just that little bit. Yeah, let's do it again. All right. We'll go back to slide on the stream there. All right, Lip. Go.
Hold on.
Oh, come on.
All right, you ready now?
No, okay, now wait. All right, now go.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show for a third time if you're watching live. June 2nd, 2016, 7:34, Arizona time, 352 degrees outside.
That's true.
Welcome to the show.
This ain't the opening bit we had in mind, is it?
No.
You just don't want to do it, do
No,
you?
I want to do it. Opening well, bit? Oh, okay. We have a special guest in the studio.
Yeah, like
His
we
name
didn't...
is...
Okay, hold on. Weren't you at rehearsal?
No.
No, he wasn't.
Neither were you, clearly. Was I the only one at rehearsal?
I didn't even read the show notes till I got here.
I'm the only one that
all
seems
right,
to
all
understand.
Right, let me be honest with
all
you.
All right, be honest. Tell me. Why
this is what happened, you know?
What
it's
had
like
happened?
300 degrees outside. My brain's fried.
Okay.
And
you've forgotten everything we were supposed to do on the show, or you don't know how to run the soundboard. And Orly over there was supposed to do the opening bit. We got this huge, padded, planned out bit. I was supposed to do a new voice. I had a whole sound bat, and I can't even speak.
Well, I don't usually have coffee this late in the evening.
So you're jittery.
So I had a coffee, and my finger was kind of bouncy. And that's what happened.
Your finger was
bouncy. Kind of bouncy. Yeah. How does your please show us in a demonstration of your finger being bouncy?
See,
the great thing about this being an internet radio show is that when we screw up, it's not something that we fix.
No.
We spotlight it.
Exactly.
Because that's what we do, because nobody wants to hear a perfect show.
Why would they?
They wouldn't be listening.
Yeah. They want to hear us screw up the intros and the beds and Orly screw up the opening
bit. Makes
it
entertaining.
It does make it entertaining.
They never would have known.
But I had a new impersonation that I was going to debut.
We're still going to do it.
How? We're almost out of time. We got 4 minutes.
We could do that tomorrow.
We're only on Thursdays.
I mean next week.
I'm not going to be funny next week.
You're supposed to be funny every week.
Exactly.
Not according to Orly.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm a little bitter.
I'm ready to laugh today, so make me laugh.
Lady K's making me laugh off of the Twitter there. Lady K, sorry, sweetie. That was one for me. I'm not going to read that one on the air. Welcome to all of our live viewers, by the way.
Slide. You should save those and read, like, have, like, a special unedited Twitter day.
She's killing it right now. Okay, Lady K, stop. I got to concentrate. I'm trying to write the ship here. Nothing has gone right since I've been in this building, and it is indicative of the fact that our opening of our show also sucked. We missed it. We missed the cue. The shirt that I'm wearing is too small, and nobody can notice that the last five buttons on this shirt are not done because my gut's hanging out the bottom of it.
I thought it's my electricity zone here.
This has been a horrible day.
Orly,
did you like that? Orly, did you laugh at that one because he was making fun of me?
Yeah, Flippy is the funniest guy on the show.
I hate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining Orly for his final and last show until next week.
Yeah.
We weren't here last week.
No, don't even get me started on that.
Uh-oh.
Because if I tell you how I truly feel about that.
I know, you're mad.
There's no way I can win that one. There's no way that I can win that one. I'm not even going to try to even get into it because there's no way at the end of the day I am still going to be the dick. I am. I can't argue my way out of that. I am going to be the a-hole. I almost said it.
You would have been editing.
I'm not even going to get into it. And I don't get mad.
You're upset.
I was disappointed. But I don't think that you, Orly, understand how I pieced all the pieces together to formulate my level of disappointment.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
It was my fault.
It's not
okay. I didn't come to the show. It's my fault. Everybody that's listening, I did not come to the show last week because my wife was sick.
They still, but.
And when I got married, it said,
till
for better
death,
or worse,
till
death do us part.
Death.
Through sickness and through health.
Death. See, I can't argue this, dude,
uh-oh,
because I will be the a-hole.
You will lose all lady listeners.
No, not that I will lose all lady listeners. Number one, I don't want you to have to go home and she tell you not to come back from what I got to say. That's the number one thing. But see, the thing is that there's somebody that's going to be joining us here on the show that probably ain't going to let me not hold it back from messing something up because he's going to come in and bring the drama because that's just what he does.
There he is with his little curls today.
And he just walked in the studio right now. We're still in the opening because Lip effed it up.
Oh, did you?
We didn't even do the bit right.
On purpose, so that way you can enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
We're waiting for your grand entrance.
Yeah, there we go.
He didn't even do the bit right.
Can you do the bit right?
You want me to bite something?
No, so I know you weren't listening because they don't have the speakers turned on in the building.
No, they don't.
300 degrees outside.
And they was talking
but
to me.
But Orly brought up the fact that he's the reason we didn't have a show last week.
I kind of figured that.
And I was disappointed at the fact that we didn't have a show last week.
I was disappointed as a listener.
But I think if he knew the true story, he's going to be on my side. Let me tell him real quick. Hey.
Hey.
You're married.
Remember, dude, you're talking to my little brother.
You're married.
Yep.
Yeah, but I know also his lady might be listening, so he's going to give a good answer right now.
Hey.
My wife was sick.
Have time right
my
now.
Wife was sick.
Okay.
And she was really sick.
All right.
And I have two kids. I kind of leave them and drive an hour away. I had to stay and help her out. When you got married, did you say through sickness and health?
Yeah. Through death to us apart, all
see,
that other crap.
There it is.
But
that's all you have to say.
But
let's move on.
But
you
the thing
the
is, did you how much of a notice did you give?
A few hours
notice. See, the thing is. At a job, they will. I get where you're coming from. You get a sick day and all that, but in radio, you can't. You gotta. It's ready, man. Like they're ready for the show. The show is being prepped. I mean, could you have brought them on the show with you? And they could have took over the show. It probably it been even funner.
Corey hates kids.
I mean, them by your kids.
Could
you have brought your kids
but
to the show?
See, I think we're burying the lead here. We're burying the lead, and that's that part didn't. That part wasn't disappointing. Now, I'm going
to
say...
So what was disappointing to you?
Here's the thing.
This is what
was disappointing to me. I can't say it because I'm going to be the bad guy.
You are. But you know, it makes me feel good. You know why?
So
because
are you,
I see it as if Orly's not here, the show cannot go on. So well, I feel good about it.
Oh, you are start the damn show. God damn, I can't.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm late for biochem.
Okay.
You don't know my name, do you?
Is it Stanford?
I should just kick your ass. How do you go to a party and you meet
Amelia somebody? Ritter, but you prefer Amy. You're from Orinda, your father's in commercial real estate, and your mother's 10 years sober.
What's my major?
Trombone.
Really?
I remember something about a trombone.
Tu fais l'amour à la jolie fille et la nette.
French.
Oui?
Your major's French.
Yours?
Mine? I don't have one.
You haven't declared?
I don't go to school.
You're kidding?
No.
Well, where did you go to school?
William Taft Elementary for a little while.
Seriously? You're not like 15 years old or anything, are you?
No. Well, you're not like 15, are you?
No. So what do you do?
I'm an entrepreneur.
You're unemployed.
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
That I'm an entrepreneur.
Well, then what was your latest preneur?
Well, I founded an internet company that let folks download and share music for free.
Kind of like Napster?
Exactly, like Napster.
What do you mean?
I founded Napster.
Sean Parker founded Napster.
Nice to meet you.
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Damn, it's like somebody that turned on the radio book in this building.
You know what I'm saying?
Like somebody said, hey, that's how we're going to do it.
That's how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Bringing drama.
Ooh.
Bringing Kool-Aid.
All right, folks. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest, drama-filled, most interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car AHA Radio app, and always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at FatGuyRadioShow on the Twitter. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show, folks, is brought to you by one of my favorite apps of all time. I use this app like there's no tomorrow. I really do. And I'm not going to release my account name because I don't want people sending me money. That's a BDB Radio Network thing, folks. I'm sorry. But
it's
actually
called Fat Corey.
Yeah. actually, my account name is The Show Won't Happen Without Orly. Here it is, folks. Bravo Tip or Pay. It's the easiest way to tip or pay. Justin James, I mentioned him last week on the Memorial Day Music Show. Just James uses this app to sell all of his tickets, or a majority of his tickets, and I believe 90% of his tickets are bought through the Bravo Tip or Pay app, and maybe a little D later on in the show, me and you can make an announcement about something that's related to Justin James. But,
oh, yep.
Simply download the Bravo Tip or Pay app for your smartphone. It's available in the iTunes Play Store, the Google Play Store, the iTunes Store. If you have a smartphone or web-enabled phone, you can get the Bravo Tip or Pay app. And here's the thing. If you're like, I'm the only one in my neighborhood or only one in my city that's going to have the Bravo Tip or Pay app, that's where you go and you spread the word to other people so that you can build a community amongst a community of the Bravo Tip or Pay users. It is so secure. I can't even, the owners of Bravo Tip or Pay, Maria and her team are great, and they explained to me the security levels of the Bravo Tip or Pay app. It's so leveled in security, I can't even begin to explain to you. They have so many levels of security that it almost exceeds PayPal and all those other apps. Trust me, download the Bravo Tip or Pay app. It's free. It tells, and if you see that, you know, you've got on Twitter. I'm trying to get through this as quickly as possible. On Twitter, shoot them an email. Bravo Tip or Pay that you heard about it here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We appreciate that. Everywhere, Fat Guy Radio Show. Download the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Now, back to this horse assery that's happening here on Fat Guy Radio.
I just walk around with my koozie all day.
Hey, look at Orly.
And then I put it in people's face. And when they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, download now.
I just use a koozie all day. You heard me?
Download it.
Hey, back to this ruckus.
Yes, back to the ruckus.
I like this fighting real quick.
Okay, hold on. Now, let me say something first.
Say something.
I'm giving up on you.
Philippians had coffee before the show.
His fingers are jiggling.
There's no...
You guys better watch out. It might happen again.
There's no way that at the end of this conflict, I am going to be the shining star. There's no way.
Yeah, you are. It's your show.
No. Even then, it's going to add on to it because it involves children and his wife, and I am the dick for even being emotionally discharged at it.
Nah, because you know why? Orly knows that this is a show, and a show must go on, and it's a product that you're putting out, and he's the co-host of the show. Therefore, he's got to make the extra effort to be here or provide somebody or give you enough time to put somebody in his place.
See, we're burying it. It's not all about the fact that Orly contacted me 3-4 hours before call time.
Sign up time. You got to do it the day before.
It's not that, though. That's not it.
You got to do it a week
before. So tell him to be sick. Hours. Hey, you need to be sick the day before. Yep.
It's not that. It's what led up to that.
What led up to it, Orly?
It's the predicated text.
What was the predicated text?
And I don't want to get into the
details. What was the first text? Are you leaving a show?
Oh, are you saying the text that was giving you a fair warning? Hey, this might happen.
No.
It's the one
I'm going even before that. I'm talking.
It's like when you walked in the store to buy the condoms, but you didn't put the condoms on. That part of the story.
Okay. That side of your brain, I can't argue properly. If you at 150%, I understand you're a little turgid in your pants right now
because
you want to defend your brother and you like the drama because you're like, okay, these two are gonna go at it.
I'm glad you came too.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me speak in code, Orly.
Yep.
The text communication that was related to another show.
Oh, is that what made you upset? And then I wasn't here, so you thought...
Exactly. So you got to see how that played out in my mind.
Wait, hold on. For all of us who don't want text from another show.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention it because
don't put it out already, so you might as well.
I know.
I don't know how sensitive or how urgent or how rich that opportunity may be. I mean, we're not tied down to huge, humongous
contracts.
Wait a second.
So if I read between the lines... You're going to lead a show.
He didn't even let me give my full story. If he would ask questions, he would know that it was really not even a debate about leaving the show. The first question I asked the other person was, would this interfere the show I'm already doing?
So you're going to do two shows.
So to let him know, this one was more a top priority than the other one, which some people might see as a better opportunity in other people's eyes.
Over there. Does that show pay you more than this show?
That show will pay
more. We all know what this show pays, so does that show pay you more?
More.
Pack up and leave, brother. I'm gone with him. No, hold on, wait. What day does that show actually hit on?
Okay. Saturday.
So you can actually come to this show too?
Yeah, exactly.
So you will not leave this show?
Yeah. I would not leave the show.
Oh, okay.
I would be thinking of this show as I'm looking out this nice, huge window in this 4-story building.
Oh, wow. Can I go with you?
You were not here to help.
A real partner.
You were not here to help.
All right. So if I can get this clear, you gave him a text earlier about that. But then you said after that, it went to your wife.
It wasn't immediate. It was later on in the day.
So if I could put this together. You gave him a text about you may or may not go to another show, or somebody offered you another show, correct?
Yeah.
So then after that, down the road, your wife got sick, right?
Yeah.
So me knowing my brother, what he thought or what he thinks is that you made up the lie about your wife so you can go check out the other show to see what it had to offer. So you actually put this show off because the opportunity came that exact day. It's like you have an interview that day.
The timing.
I see what he's saying.
The timing. Am I right? You are 100% right. The timing was off.
But being his co-host and taking such pride in the show that I do, he should know that I wouldn't do that to him. And if I did, I would give him a fair warning.
He doesn't know that, though.
He should know that.
How many people walked out?
He should know that.
Do you know how many people have walked out on this show? And here's the thing. I told you, I'm the bad guy, and I'll take that. But here's the thing. You've been around radio for a long time, Orly. We are so insecure. There ain't no secret about it. Radio hosts are the most insecure people on the planet.
I'm glad I'm not a host.
Everybody, I know. Everybody and everything in the whole world is always against us, man. That's just like our psyche. So here's how it played out since we're getting into the details. I get the text message from you early about the opportunity on the other show, which there's nothing stipulated here at BDB Radio Network that none of us can't do stuff on other shows.
But would you be mad if he left this show to go to that show? Like, he completely left the show.
If he left this show to go do the other show, my feelings would be hurt. But I don't want to say mad, because being mad to me classifies it as me taking it personally, which that's not what I would do. I wouldn't take it personally, but because yeah, he's got a family, business. He's got children, and he's got a lifestyle right. that he's got to live. So I'm going to give him that.
You can't take it personally because it's business, but you would be hurt as your co-host.
I would be hurt.
As the feelings that you've grown, as a chemistry that's grown on the show with you.
And my feelings would be hurt just like it was with everybody else.
But it's cool.
Dr. Phil.
We can kick him out. And I can smooth
See,
right
I knew
back
he was.
In.
I knew he was angling for that. And that's
what
not
we
going to
do.
And that's one of the reasons
that's why he's
for,
trying to encourage me right now to leave. Really,
so leave.
He's one of the reasons why I don't want you to go nowhere. Because he'd be the first one. So let me put the pieces back together for you.
All
so
right.
It was a combination. I'm very smart. A combination of the text that may have been the night before or whatever. I don't know. And that kind of, you know, the insecurity bail up once. Hold
was
on,
it the
let
night
me
before
finish.
Or was it the day of?
Day of.
So you got two in the same day.
Yeah, so I got punched in the face
Which is
first.
Reason why he feels, Corey feels the way Corey feels.
But okay. I let him know right away too, though, right?
Yeah, but okay, so hold on,
Lil
D. Because
he's telling us right now.
Hold on. So I get the text.
This is
I
not
get,
right away.
I get the text
get
about
the
other show, possibly. Probability.
Possibly.
Which I didn't interpret that it was going to be something that you would do alongside this. I think that's a great idea. I would be all for that now that I understand that. But to go back to what you said earlier that I should ask questions, no. I'm going to be the dick. I'm not asking you questions. It's your opportunity. I expect everybody to just fill me in. I don't expect Philippians to provide me with an explanation or give me just a lead and expect. I do journalism for a living. I don't want to have to journalize my co-host and my producer's lives and their decisions. So I'm not going to ask you questions. So it was the text.
But then you're going to assume that he's leaving. So you should.
You're
at
absolutely
least,
right. I'm not going to chase him for details unless
but
I need additional
just
details.
Ask, but just
I
ask
thought,
him, are you coming to the show today? That way you can be prepared.
But see, this was before. So cut
oh,
me off.
Oh, all right. You're right. But still, you're right on that part. You're right.
Okay, well,
but
shut still, the hell up. Let me finish.
As your name on the show.
That's the opposite
do,
of shut the hell
you
up.
You do have, I know what you mean, but I'm not shut up.
Okay.
You do have to ask him because it's also an obligation on your part that
but
the show
I
must
thought,
go on. So you can't
I thought
not,
his text
so
was clear. I thought his text was clear
but
that he was making
assume,
me aware that this
that
other
leaving.
Guy found out that he was on this show and wanted you to be, or that you had previous conversations with him being on his show.
Now,
that
how did you bring the text in?
Is that how I understood it?
I was going to be part of that show before I even knew you.
Right. That's what I understood.
I never did it. And then now he has another show and said, hey, are you looking for something?
So he doesn't even
like
know about
join.
Fat Guy Radio.
No, he does.
So he does
well,
know
I
about Fat
he
Guy
He said,
Radio.
Aren't you doing something? And I mentioned to him and I said, first thing I said is, would this be a conflict of interest? He said, no, not at all, because it's not the same type of show.
See, he's a better person than I am.
That's the first thing because I like what I do here.
And I was going to explain to you
when I came in last week, but then my wife also got sick, and then I turned
so,
into
see,
not coming
so
in.
So the happenstance.
You know
Newton's
low. You know Newton's low.
Yeah, hold on, little D. So the happenstance of the text, then your wife getting sick, which I can't even equate that. But then there is another level. When I went to our show notes, before we even talked about the fact that your wife got sick, you had not added anything to the show notes, which in my mind calculated that you had already premeditated not being at the show.
That no. You just didn't give a F. A
that's,
flying
that's how my mind
duck.
Works.
A flying duck. You didn't give a flying duck because you're supposed to put in. So what'd you do? Well, so what was wrong with that part?
I just didn't do it yet.
Usually
I do them the day before I try.
But what happened?
I'm with two kids, so you got to give me when I get time. I do them.
I do.
I did them late night. If I wouldn't do them late night, I would do them today.
See, I'm debating this, but I'm defeated as well. I'm debating this, but I'm defeated.
I can see where you're going with it, though.
Okay.
I can see where you're going with it, but you jump to conclusions and you're wrong.
That's what radio guys do. You're wrong. Honestly what we do. And that's what I do. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to pull the curtain too far back. You know, but at the end of the day, I have to sit in front of BDB Radio Network and offer explanations on why there was a music show instead of our talk show.
Because I was mad.
And I got to field tweets and emails and Facebook messages on why there was a music show, which I love doing music shows, and we have to put something out on top of the fact
but we didn't come for no music show. We came for a talk radio show.
I understand that.
Me, as a listener, P1, might I ask, thank you very much. Shout out to listener K. Lady K, that is.
She did say hello to you.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey, baby. But even me, when I got on the show, it turned me the hell off. I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. As soon as I heard the radio, the music, I just cut out. I'm a dead DJ. I don't need to hear more music.
And the only reason why we had to do a music show is because Bravo, Halo Sigs, they expect us to do it.
The show must go on.
So, Orly, I'm the bad guy. I'm defeated. Okay, I'm defeated because there's no way I can come up to this.
No, you ain't defeated because
it's my own insecurities is the reason why I came to the conclusion that I came into. And it's just because, dude, in this gamut of radio, I have been burned more times than I've been lit up.
He been so more than burned in the STD.
Why do you think he's so black?
It's the first.
Yeah, that's true.
I go to the worst case scenario by default. And it's not a personality trait that I am proud of. But it just happens because when we first got into this game, we knew nobody, we had no backing, we had no one that was coming in to say, hey, do this, do this, do that, do this, do this. So I get extremely sensitive when things that are supposed to click one by one don't go the way that they go. The bad part, the existential bad part about this whole scenario is the fact that it involved your lovely wife, who I have the utmost respect
for.
Your beautiful two children, which I understand. And then, so I discussed the situation or my feelings with Lil D, and then I discussed the situation of my feelings with another friend of mine, and they both said, Corey, you're going to be the, well, Lil D didn't say it, but my friend said, Corey, you're going to be on the bad end of this because it involves a family. And ever since you've joined this, I tell this to Philippians, I tell this to everybody that's come through the door. Fat Guy Radio Show never comes before family. It never does. So for me to have this level of insecurity and it involves your family, I lose.
He wasn't mad about that. He was just thinking that you was going skate and go another show. So right here, right now,
said he was going
yes,
anywhere.
Yes, you are,
D.
Or yes, you aren't.
Yes, I'm staying. I've never said I was going anywhere.
You were conjuring up.
Yes,
D.
You're going, or no, you're not going.
He's conjuring now.
And to defend the notes, I think the reason I didn't add right away is because there was still some I added from the week before that we didn't quite get to, which isn't a bad
thing. Yeah, that's true. And that was another thing, too, that somebody pointed out.
And they're going to be there next week, too, because we've been talking about this for the last 30 minutes.
So, Corey, how you feel? Are you better than he's going to say?
I haven't gotten all my levels out. Shut the hell up.
God damn it. I thought
out.
I was going to be on the show again as a co-host. Corey, early leave.
No.
Okay, don't leave. That was the other side
please
of me speaking.
Please don't leave. So then I turn it inwardly, too.
He talk about the N word. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about inward. The inwardly, break it down.
The N word.
He's really black.
I turn it inwardly. I'm like, oh, damn. A great one. Because Orly has been an amazing asset since he's joined this team.
I don't know about his asset like that, man. If it's amazing, that's between you and
why
him.
Why did I even think that I was going to have to be able to have a sensible conversation?
He invited you because he thought I might not show up again.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to
your backup.
Keep this up.
That's actually true. That's 100% true. I'm not
okay.
Even going to lie. That's 100% true.
Little D, you might have to
You see what you make me do, Orly? This is not good. Little DP in here isn't good.
You asked the result of the G14 classified. You know what G14 classified is, don't you?
No, nobody knows what that means.
Still. It's me. It's just way in the back.
So Orly, that's how it calculated in my mind last week. Now we're professionals. We're professionals
speak
and
for yourself.
We moved forward and we did a music show, and there were more people that liked the Memorial Day music show versus the fact that I think Orly and I, we've
talked
since then.
So they like the show. They like the music show more than the talk show?
No, they do like the music show every once in a while, but they know that it's not. And we attract a different audience when a music show goes up.
Some hookers?
Because the meta tags change. no hookers. So I don't think it's about how I feel. I think it's about how Orly feels now.
Orly, how you feel?
I feel loved.
That's good. That's good. But you guys, check out my arms in that picture right there. I've been working out. Look at how I'm looking.
This is not about
look
you.
Look how I'm looking at.
All right, can we take a quick break? Okay, Orly.
My wife just says I have to give you a hug.
Was she listening?
So during the break, yeah.
Hey, hi, Orly's
wife. Of course,
Orly's
she always listens the days that she shouldn't listen.
Hi, Orly's wife.
Last time I said she was turning 30, she was listening. First time ever. Oh. And then to listen today when Corey's bashing her.
Lady Orly, he doesn't have to hug me. It's just my insecurity and him coming from
he thought your husband
a radio
was
background.
Him.
He should be, you know, used to it. But it's just I go off the edge. If there's an edge, I'm going to go off of it because I just have a higher expectation on me that doesn't even match the expectation of everyone involved.
So you're going to be on two radio shows now then.
Jesus Christ.
Look, that's what you're saying.
Okay, remember that rule last week where he was here? Mic 4, when I give you this, it's gone.
I'm stripping.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm AJ, host of Little Fella Radio, and Sydney, my co-host, and I are gearing up for season 4 of our show, coming this summer to LILFellaRadio.com. Now, Fat Guy Radio Show is full of adult waka waka, but on LFR, you can expect a clean, wholesome, teen-friendly entertainment, because teens don't need fat guy entertainment in our lives, and we most certainly won't use words like fuck, shithead, motherfucker, and asshole. So turn your teens on to LFR on LILFellaRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Windmill, windmill for the land.
We should play like in the background.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, also known as Drama Central. I tell you about it all the time. It's number one way we power this show, folks. It's Amazon, and it is now time for Father's Day. Orly's a father. Lil D's a father.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm a mother father.
Yeah. You're a father-in-law? Or
I
don't know.
They call you daddy.
They call you daddy. I love it when they call me Big Papa.
Yeah. Dad, I forgot the word.
Thank you very
Throw
much.
Throw your hands in the air like if you a true player. Yeah, buddy.
Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon is where you can go to get all of your Father's Day gifts and ideas. And if you have a heart to shop for a father, Amazon is definitely a place to do it. And you know what? If your dad is just absolutely incredibly able to shop for, the Amazon gift card is the way to go. Let him do the shopping his damn self. He want to have control anyway. Give him that control with an Amazon gift card.
.com.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. So, Orly, why do I feel like you're upset?
I'm not. I'm happy. My heart is touched that I'm so loved here at this station.
See, you're doing that.
At this station. You see that right there?
You're doing that what is the word I'm looking for? Sarcastically.
Yep. No, I'm not upset. I'm good.
Yeah, you is. Yes, you're good or no, you're not good.
I'll tell you next week if I'm here.
Well, I'll be here just in case.
Thank you, Lil D. You want to come next week?
Thank you, Lil D. Somebody get Jake Woods on the line. All right,
or Anthony.
Who?
All right, well, it's the elephant in the room, or should I say the baboon in the room.
Who that is?
I don't know. It's the biggest story that's on the internet next to the little kid throwing the bottle and making it land right side
yes,
up on
is.
The table. And the lady, what is it? What is the zoo? The Cincinnati Zoo? Cincinnati Zoo. The little boy, 3 years old, falls into the baboon exhibit, also known as Little D's Ancestors.
Right.
And the little kid gets dragged around by a rag doll.
The little boy gets dragged around by a rag doll?
Like a rag doll.
Like a rag doll.
By the silverback.
By the silverback.
Was the kid black or white?
Black.
Because he looked white. He looked white to me. Yeah. Black.
Was it a Negro baby?
Yeah, after the fact. Because they talked about the guy being black. The father. What does he have to do with it?
All right. You guys know, and I think Orly brought this to the show, and I think Orly is really learning how to very well bait the big guy. What show is this? Are we going to break?
No.
Why are we playing background music? This isn't Afterburn.
Oh, it's supposed to be the gorilla song in the background.
That's not the gorilla song.
And it really ain't.
It's not. It's a different song.
See, Philippus is taking orders from Lil D.
And that's Philippus' fault.
It was going to be so good. Like, played it low in the background, the gorilla song.
This is not that show.
It's got a... Yeah, it is, that show.
No, because it's distracting when I'm sitting up here trying to formulate words. I can barely talk anyway. I've been troubling with English.
You're a special guest, not little D-Show.
Yeah, when the hell did you become senior executive producer? And when did you start taking orders from this dude?
If, even though it's not, if it was my show, I'm going to show y'all how
here
it would
go
down.
Looking for something on the phone.
Here he goes with looking for something. We'll get it in two hours. I need the Jeopardy waiting music in my soundboard.
We'll get it.
I'm trying to get to the monkey baby.
Who the hell's the monkey baby?
To the monkey with the baby.
You're thinking about commercial again.
Oh, yeah. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Okay, so look it. This is how it will be.
Bootleg music.
If it was me.
Which is it?
Hear the little bra. So, we all know about the gorillas, right?
God damn it.
Here we go. Here we go. Try it again. So, we all know about the gorillas, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, play along with me, everybody. Play along with me.
It's like your commercial will play after this ad. Your song will play after this ad.
Here we go. It didn't work right.
No, of course it didn't work right.
God dang it. That's why you run a show and not me.
Exactly.
That's exactly why you run a show
and not
me. Now, you
ate up 3.5 minutes to fail.
True. But you know what? I bring this show to a thing like that. You know what I'm saying?
I need a headache.
But check it out.
Shut up, Multi, please. Your broke ass phone.
Can't even find a speaker on that mug.
I can't. I really can't. That's the part that be sucking.
Right off the rails, Orly. All right, you got that in. Okay, finally, you got that in.
May I rest my case?
You got that in.
I'm going to sleep now. I'll see y'all later.
So the baby fell into the gorilla cage at the Cincinnati Zoo.
3 years old.
3 years old
gorilla. Same age as my son.
Same. Yeah, I was thinking that, actually. It was the same age as your son. Orly, what's your take on it? You're the closest to having a kid at that age and at that level at a zoo. What is your take? I know everybody's got their opinions, so we're going to share ours as well. It ain't going to hurt you to get 3 more opinions.
Nope.
My take is... I think what made me more mad, I guess I'll get into it more in a second, is the people on the internet were pissing me off. All these people saying, oh, why did they shoot the gorilla? He wasn't hurting the baby yet. But first of all, the first video they were showing was just the gorilla standing by the kid. It wasn't the one they show now where he's like dragging them all. Oh.
Got busted in the mouth.
One of the history books.
What was that all about?
That's what you get for talking.
Mic check.
Literally.
Teeth check. What, people, nobody saw it, but Orly,
in the studio.
Orly swung his hand, hit the back end of Little D's mic stand, and bust Little D all in. Hey, dude, your teeth look better.
The cold bust me. I'm bleeding now.
So people were like saying, like, they should have, you know what I mean? They should have. Why did they shoot the grill? All these people all of a sudden
they
are like.
They should have shot you for his shit.
No, my take on it was, I think they did exactly what they should have did. If that was my kid in there. I don't know if I necessarily would have jumped. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would save my kid somehow, but I don't know if me jumping in there would help the cause.
Right.
But I definitely would have been like, I don't think there's one parent out there that would have been like people were saying on the internet, like, wait, he's not hurting my kid. Don't shoot the gorilla yet. I would have been like, load it up. We're having gorilla burgers for dinner.
Slam him to the Newport.
Yeah, for sure. I think they did the right thing. It doesn't matter how the kid got in there, if the parents were watching. If they weren't watching, okay, that's their fault. But it's no reason for the baby to die, you know?
Right.
It's a baby.
So you think that the zoo acted appropriately?
Yes. I feel a lot of people, and I'm going to hurt a lot of feelings right now and probably lose a lot of friends, especially with dogs. They're like, oh, it's my kids, my fur babies, blah, blah, blah. When it comes down to it, human life, animal life, there is a difference. Mm-hmm, I'm really going to shoot a gorilla before I let my kid get killed by a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the center of the eyes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? I can't challenge what you feel because you're the closest to this at the young age. My guy is 16.
Yeah.
You know?
That gorilla, people don't understand that. They could snap a kid's body in half and like...
Very true.
Yeah, like easily. They don't.
Very true. Lil D, what's your take on it?
I'm going to help Orly out so he can get his... So they won't be mad at him. Every baby for himself. You jumped your ass in there, you better jump your ass out. Hey, I ain't jumping in. That's it.
All right.
You jumped in, you jump your ass out. The gorilla got to stay. Shoot the kid. Nah, I'm playing.
Oh, God, no.
I'm playing. No, I'm messing around. You know what? Honestly, I'd probably jump in first and try to rescue my kid and
or distract the gorilla, maybe.
Yeah. And so they wouldn't have to necessarily shoot the gorilla and just to get my kid to safety or try to, like, hand him up to somebody else and
I deal with it because, I mean, I love my kids, so I'm gonna do. I'll die up for my kids. So I would jump in to try to save my kid. It's three years old.
Maybe distract the gorilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I don't know exactly. I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't jump in, but I just don't know if that would necessarily help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you really can't.
Because he might grab the kid and then go after you too.
But it's just hurt the kid more.
You know,
I guess it's an instinct. You know, yeah. As your father, you say that, but your father's instincts. You're probably going to jump in after your kid. Your kid's down there, and you're up there at safety. And your kid's in danger, but you're up at safety. Your fatherly instincts will kick in, and you probably would jump in there.
Because I think even the gorilla experts could say there's a possibility that it might not have hurt the kid. But I think deep down, there was no way to know. You know what I mean?
You don't know.
There was no time to waste. There was no time to waste.
Here's my take on it. I understand that the zoo had to act the way that they acted. They had to. Here's the thing. I honestly, personally, and this is not going to be popular, and I know I'm going to take an S storm on social media, but this all boils down to the inability of parents of being parents. You have a three-year-old kid that you are taking to a zoo. That gorilla is at least 45 feet below you. Double the height of the known ability of a gorilla to jump. Those are massive beasts. You're taking your kid to a place that has danger lurking all around. And the number one thing that a parent is to do, other than feeding and clothing the child, is to protect it. That child is 3 years old. There should have been no reason why that child was even able to get close to a rail. It should have been in the stroller. And if the kid threw a little fit because he couldn't see the gorillas from the stroller, guess what? Now it's time to go on the internet and pull up some gorilla videos. You should know at any time that the risk of your child at any point can be where he could fall into anything, a gorilla pit. Even sometimes parents put pillows outside of the crib. It's the parent's job to protect that child. The zoo had to do what the zoo had to do, but these people that are also on the internet that are saying the zoo they should have tranquilized it. It is not any zoo's responsibility to have protocol in place for when some dumbass parent drops their kid into a gorilla exhibit. If you take that kid to a water park and he falls into and drowns in a pool, is it the water park's responsibility that the baby drowned in a pool? No, it's the ultimate responsibility for parents to protect their kids.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
Bottom line. So I honestly feel that because these ladies or this mom and this, I'm just going to turn off my phone. Because this lady had the inability to protect her child and the mental fortitude to say, you are not getting your ass out of this stroller to look at these gorillas. Matter of fact, we're going to stroll you in this whole thing until we get over there to the little kitty area where there ain't nothing but goats. You are not going to get out and see the gray-ass baboon and get a closer look. You're going to stay here. Because she didn't have that fortitude, I'm sorry. At that point, she deserved to watch nature take its course. I know that's not going to be. Am I saying?
But the kid, it's not his fault. I mean,
imagine how many
little badass senator to begin with, but still, he's a kid.
It's all on the parent.
He's a kid.
You tell him you're not getting out of this stroller.
Look here, you son of my bitch.
Orly, like when your son wants to do something that you are not going to allow him to do, what do you tell him? No.
I bet right? Bernie Mac was there, it would have happened.
Will he cry?
Yep.
Will he maybe throw a fit when he gets into his terrible twos or his terrible threes? Will he probably have an attitude? Yeah, that's part of being a parent. This is what happens across society. Parents fall to the mercy of their kids. If I'm going to tell you, no, you're not going to get next to the gorillas to see the gorillas, you're not going to get out of your little seat until we get to a place where it's a little safer, and you throw a fit, she should have snatched the hell out that little kid and drug his little badass back to the car and said, okay, we going home then.
Do that in your Bernie voice, your Bernie Mac voice.
That was it, a little bit.
Nah, you
come
better
than that. Honestly, I'm sorry. She should, at that time, because of her lack of parenting, should have sat there and had to deal with nature. because she put her child in harm's way.
I get what you're saying there, though.
That's what she did.
It's not a win-win situation for anybody.
No, it's not a win-win
really
situation.
You got one
let's
side.
Let's stop focusing on the gorilla. Let's dig down to the root. I can almost tell you because I've witnessed it myself. I can almost tell you that kid was throwing a fit. He wanted to see the gorilla. The gorilla wasn't where the kid wanted, where the kid could see it. She picked him up. She held him over. He fell over, and it was in. The kid never should have been out of the wheelchair.
Is that what happened?
No, I thought he climbed.
I'm speculating. I've seen that happen, though.
Yeah, but you can't speculate facts. He climbed underneath the damn thing.
So he climbed under. Mm-hmm. Why the hell wasn't she holding his hand? You're good around point. Wild animals.
Good point. You got a good point there. I don't know. I hold mine.
Right. Because you know that kids are wild. They're spider monkeys at the age of three.
But then I also asked.
That's why he jumped in the grill a bit.
I also asked fathers, daughters, why they don't hold their daughters' hands. Because when they're out, this wild animal that I got right here in my pants. But
I know you was going to go there. But that's my argument. I'm sorry. That mother at that point earned her ability to watch. Now, I honestly don't know.
The follow up?
But I agree with Orly. Not yet. I'd agree with Orly that the zoo had to do something. A tranquilizer probably would have taken too long.
Yeah, they said 10 to 15 minutes for the... And then imagine you getting shot in your ass. You're going to be like...
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're going to get even more... Yeah. Here's the thing.
See, but you know what? They should have did that anyway. And if it didn't, then if it became worse, then shoot the gorilla after the fact.
Yeah, but you can't take that. They weren't willing to take the... If they shot the gorilla and it like had the kid in its arms and then broke its neck, they'd be like, well, that didn't work. You know what I mean? It would have been too late.
We tried. Sorry. Yeah.
True.
Here's the thing. Hey, I think the zoo took the protocol as if... because the animals have turned on trainers.
Yeah, they have turned on their zoo.
At the end of the day, they're wild animals.
The woman should have held... and should have been more protective of her child.
Yeah.
Zoos are dangerous. Yeah. And here's the thing, man, this has the potential on mounting up to the fact that now instead of the monkeys being, 40 feet under, now they got to be 70 feet under. That's BS. And zoos, I'm not a champion for zoos, but I'm not saying close them all down because they do provide a little bit of education to kids. But none of those animals look. People are going to start calling for the zoos to close down.
Yeah, people already are. Do you think the zoo's at fault at all? Like, do you think they need to use this to build maybe higher fences to do? Because there was a zoo, was it like in San Francisco a couple years ago, where animals actually got out and mm-hmm. like killed some people?
Oh yeah, wasn't in Louisiana that happened too?
Yeah, like some tigers or something.
And you know what? We're talking again, wild animals. And then this gets into the argument of the zoos needing to be closed because we've taken those animals out of their natural habitat, and animals are literally only doing what comes naturally to them. They're not doing something just out of spite or malice. Scientists have not proven that animals are able to discern spite or malice. They're just doing what they do. If an animal feels threatened, it's going to protect. If an animal feels loved, it's going to love. And the monkey and the gorilla, and a lot of people on the internet understand that, the monkey and the gorilla, it's more humanistic than anything else. And it was, and it's not. I think that when I watched the video, when it started to drag the little boy, I believe is that when someone actually entered in the inhabitants of the gorilla, and therefore the gorilla went into protect mode itself.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's what, but there's no way to actually 100% tell that.
Yeah, you never would have.
You never would have known.
Yeah, and
or did the gorilla look at it as this is a child or this is a baby that I need to protect, or did the gorilla think, hey, this is lunch?
Yeah, I mean, and it might have been protecting him, but that doesn't mean he was gonna. That means if somebody would have went to try to get the baby, it might have hurt the baby still. You know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily good protection. Yeah.
And it was an alpha gorilla, so it's territorial.
But some of the zoo, I will say though, some of the zoos that like some people like they shouldn't bring them to zoos. But a lot of times it's because they saved that animal that was maybe like left by itself or it was hurt, and then they bring it back, take care of it, and then we're keeping you now.
I honestly feel that should the gorilla's life have been spared, I don't know. But like Lady K off the Twitter says, she doesn't let her kids out of her sight for a moment. And Orly, I know you don't. You are the greatest father I've ever seen. Next to yeah, he's better than you.
I'm appalled.
You should be.
Yeah, even at the grocery store, I'm like, stand. If I'm paying, I'm like, stand right here. If he like even tries to walk away, I'm like, get back over here. Like,
exactly. So you do that in the grocery store.
I don't do that around body. Sure, you see, I should be better. That's the extra point for me.
That is exactly why your kid is always choking. But I honestly think, and you know what? another wrinkle online. Should the parent be held responsible?
They're investigating the parents.
Some
now.
Kind of responsibility.
Hell yeah.
Some kind of responsibility.
They should be responsible financially for putting another monkey in that zoo. They should be held responsible for all of the revenue that that zoo has lost, because all of this is predicated on one sole base, inability to parent.
Hey, at the end of the day, a kid's life was saved. So that's all I care about.
A kid's life was saved, but a kid's life should have never been put in danger to be saved.
That's true.
Did you
make a good point there?
Did you see, not to get off topic earlier, but did you see what Rush Limbaugh said?
Mm-mm.
You mentioned, and people don't know Rush is, he's a crazy radio guy.
We know who he is.
I usually don't care for him, but anyways.
We know who he is.
He said if people said we were gorillas once and we like evolutionized into this or whatever, why are they still gorillas? Kind of had me thinking, like, well, yeah, sure, you know
that's
what I mean?
True. And that gets into evolution and yeah. blah, blah, blah.
But anyways, the memes were awesome. Did you read all the memes?
Oh, yeah, man, with the gorillas awesome... flipping off, talking about, hey, get the hell away from me. You trying to get me shot?
Did you see the Bill Cosby
about Kanye?
One?
I thought it was about Kanye.
No, what was the one with Bill Cosby? I didn't know that
It said, you should have let me tranquilize him. I would have had him asleep in no time.
Well, for radio entertainment, we've got a line of three-year-olds outside the studio. We've got a gorilla pin on the other side. Little D, just go ahead and grab one of those three-year-olds and throw them at the gorilla. Go ahead, just chuck that little kid over. All right, good. Oh, there he goes. All right. That's one gorilla down. All right. Let me go ahead. Little D, grab one more kid.
All right, here we go.
There. All right. Gorilla's got him. All right, that's another gorilla. Oh, crap, I shot the kid. All right, the gorilla's still loose. Let me try again. All right, there we go. Lil D, one more kid. One more kid.
One more kid.
Throw the kid over.
All right, I got you.
There
you go.
I got it.
Whee!
Woohoo!
Let's start at the grill. We're having gorilla burgers.
Yeah, they're going to be filled full of lead, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show Zoo. You bring your kid to our zoo, throw him at our gorillas, we'll shoot the gorilla. Oh, that was 2-for-1.
We lost all our PETA listeners.
I'm out of here.
We're just having fun. And Orly, not only did you bust Lil D in the head with this microphone, you also almost knocked your microphone off his case. And then you got Philippius' camera doing the lean shot. Because you bumped it. All right, folks. We'll take a break and we'll get this all figured out. On
Hey, this is way he leaving, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna shoot your girl gorillas.
Light that rock.
Cause you dropped your babies in the zoo. I'm gonna kill your girl gorillas. Cause you dropped your baby in the zoo. I'm gonna shoot all the gorillas. Cause you are my mama too. It's... All right.
Hey, who was that? Who was that?
That was Corey Blaze.
Who's the real artist?
Corey Blaze.
Franz.
Franz.
Fandinand.
Very good lip.
Fandigo?
Wait, us with the details. But you know what's really important? It's not about who's singing. It's about what I'm vaping, baby. And I'm vaping Halo Zig.
Halo.
Halo, baby. Halo Zig, folks, we tell you about it all the time. The premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Zig is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. I made the switch. I'm still vaping right now. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero, and my module is the Triton Tank System with a variable voltage. See what PC Magazine calls the top-rated e-cig company 2 years in a row? Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
Did you hear that?
Who sings that?
You know what that is?
What was that?
That's a new listener alert.
Ah, new listener alert.
We got Andrew listening. And what's even more special about Andrew?
Yes.
Is he's a Halo user.
What?
And he's going to start ordering through our link.
And.
So.
Hey.
So it's a double win.
It's a double win.
So thanks for listening, Andrew.
Thank you. And you know what?
Where are you listening from?
I have a new.
Chandler area.
I have a new clap bed that I got from the producers.
Hey, if you got a clap, you better go to Doc.
Here we go. This is for.
Clap from the producers.
This is for Andrew right here. Yeah. Andrew. Yeah. Hey, Andrew, I'll do you one better. Your first order through the Fat Guy Radio Show link, which I will have to verify, you send it to Orly or I send it to us on a private message. Does he private message you on Twitter or does he try? Oh, private message Fat Guy Radio Show. Both Orly and I both check it. Philippians doesn't check it because he doesn't care about anything on social media. Send us proof of your order and we'll send you something special.
It's going to be real nice.
it's going to be real. Speaking of social media, Orly, today's just your day. And Philippians, today is also your day because both of you can go screw.
Hey, guess whose birthday it is on Saturday?
Nobody cares. We're going to get to that in the next segment. Philippians and Orly, you and I got a bone to pick with you two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Why?
It ain't the fact that we canceled last week's show. It's the fact that the B2B Radio Network and I
and
put
you
together the series of Things Corey Don't Understand videos, and not one of you asshats have put any support behind it.
I didn't even know about it.
How did you not know about it?
I just saw it on the internet today.
Exactly.
The internet webs.
And you couldn't put that on it today?
Mm-mm.
No, I was waiting.
But what he was able to do, take his segment that's coming up after this topic, mm-hmm. and he was able to make sure that that got out and that got released everywhere.
But my segment didn't get some cool graphics, and all of a sudden I see all this, like, he hired some huge company to make some little video of him.
Oh, so I sense a little bit of hate amongst you guys about this.
Look, these two, Orly, Philippus, you both know how much I hate Facebook. Because nothing ever trends, nothing ever gets picked up. And then finally, me and a drunk group of friends came up with this idea, and it actually got some successful traction. And you two, Rubes, in your little social media feeds that I kept flipping over to see, okay, they're going to post it. They're going to share it eventually. Those two, Rubes, I go to their post. Aw, damn it.
Just like that.
Nothing.
I viewed it. Did it show that I viewed it? I don't like stuff. You know that.
I know you don't like stuff.
I never liked something on
you
Facebook.
You have shared and you have commented.
True.
So why didn't you decide?
Even our friend, tell me your name properly.
Rose.
And by the way, I want to go to Jug Fest. I really, or what is it? Jiggle, 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 boogie.
Jug Fest?
What is it? Is that what it is?
Country music.
I don't care. It looks like a lot of freaking fun, but I digress.
Hey, can I go?
If I would have known it. Hey, Rose.
I heard Jug.
Rose, it's me, Corey Blaze.
Lil D.
I would like to be involved in the next Juggy Fest.
So will I.
I don't. I can get down on some country music. What are you talking about?
He can
about?
Be the logo. Look at those jugs.
Hell yeah. Texas, live in Texas.
So I'm mad at you two, Orly and Philippians, because I know for a fact, Philippians, you tore your draws before the mics even went live because you said, hey, you were making reference to so many things on social media over the last week. And if the fact that we didn't have a show last week, then the protocol is to immediately drum up interest and entertainment on our social sites. I hate Facebook. I do.
No, I saw it and I was like, what is this new thing? Am I supposed to share this? Am I supposed to be?
It had your logo at the end of it. Of course you're supposed to share it.
That's wrong. So wrong of you.
Lip, what say you with your crooked camera?
I don't know. That's why. The crooked camera.
Why didn't you share or like or comment on any of the videos?
Yeah, Lip, what's your excuse?
I don't care.
See? He's just that honest. You just want me to go to it, don't
and
you,
his,
Lip? It,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Lip just wants to hear this. That's the reason why. You just want to hear this.
I don't care.
That's the only reason that she... That's the only reason
I did laugh at the blinker one, though, because I hate that, too.
Okay, so you watch.
I watch. I said I viewed it.
What the hell? What am I doing wrong? I can't get. Orly, you know my argument. You know my pain, man. No one ever likes or responds to anything I put on social media. And then I finally got one. I finally, like, hell yeah, off the Twitter lady case. And they cute as hell. Hell yeah, there's a lot of special effects on that to make me look good.
I need to see this because I didn't even see this.
Okay,
go screw too, you rat bastard.
You just put yourself under the fire.
The truth is, I was upset I wasn't in the video.
I knew it.
You know what?
I was like, what is this? The Corey Blaze show all of a sudden?
Yeah. Hey, what it was, he thought you
last
was leaving.
Week, yeah, last it was about week, to be was the Corey Blaze show. And yeah. Then all of a sudden this week, it's all about him again.
Well, yeah. We got word that you were about to leave the show.
You know what, Orly?
Rumor has it.
If you really felt that way, I wouldn't understand, because if you did it, I'd feel the exact same way. Like, why the hell ain't I in these things? You are more than welcome to be in these things when we come up with them at the last minute. There was no support from any one of you in my feelings. If I had any, they would have been hurt.
Exactly. Everybody that's listening, go to the Fat Guy Radio Show page. Like it if you haven't liked it. And if you already do like it, go watch Corey's videos.
Here's the thing.
Please.
And like it.
Here's the thing, though. You got four more opportunities to reprieve yourself because the series is going to post and run all the way through Sunday. and they get funnier, according to me.
And if you don't do it by then, yeah. Come next Thursday, I'm coming to the show. We're going to talk about you bad.
All right, shut the hell up. All right, let's get to the segment that, oh, man, are we up on a break?
Yes.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. Take a really quick one, and then we'll come back with right. The Facebook question of the week and bitch of the year.
Cool. Let's do it.
Can we do that?
Yep.
All right, folks, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back. We're mending fences and community building here. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. It's the segment of Facebook, or they came up with this great question, and it got really good traction, and we thank everybody that has it. While Orly sets up for that, let me also, did my microphone change or did my ears change?
Nothing should have changed.
Oh, maybe if I talk right into it. Yeah, one thing that I got to do is I got to thank everybody first for week before last. All of the feedback from Rachel's interview was absolutely phenomenal. Everybody that had spoke out or came out and said something about Rachel's interview, I got to thank you so much. And then also, last week's Memorial Day Meaningless Music Show was fun, and a lot of people really enjoyed it. And I do have to thank everybody that has supported and watched, and even, what's her name?
Rose.
Rose. God darn it. Even Rose made a comment and posted a little funny Waka Waka picture on one of them. So, and Joseph Barino?
Briano.
Briano. That dude is funny as hell.
Joseph's cool.
I go to his Facebook page exclusively because I know there's going to be something funny on top. I just know that there's going to be something funny. He is unhinging my, I unhinge my jaw looking at his Facebook page. All right. So, Orly, it is the Facebook question of the week. Buddy, I turn this over to you because this is your baby and you were really good at it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me find him some bed music. Watch this, Orly. This is going to be really cool. Limp is a level up.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Facebook question of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I have my own segment also. Like Corey.
You move
now,
it up.
This week, if people read it, it sounds a little cheesy. It was, the reason I came upon this was, did you see the guy that did the Super Mario proposal?
At
Comic-Con? No, he did. So his girl's playing Mario Brothers, part mm-hmm. one, you know, the first original.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the bricks spelt out her name and said, "Will you marry me?" He got that in the video game somehow.
Damn.
In the video game.
Really?
So, yeah. So my question was just, what's your idea of a nice proposal? And should it be some big fancy thing or something private? And maybe ask a few people to maybe share how they were proposed to or how they proposed. Cheesy, but I kind of want to get the male and female side of it, you know?
I thought it was good. I thought it actually was a good question.
That's a pretty good question.
That is, actually.
So what'd you get?
So what were some of the responses?
Well, one funny one that stood out to me was Jimmy. He's from back in California.
Back in California.
I just saw his wife posted that he proposed to her again. He does racing, I don't know, kind of like Sprint or one of those kind of cars, you know?
Okay, like funny cars?
He went down into the section she was at, mm-hmm. got down on a knee she thought he was going to get interviewed, and he got down on his knee and proposed her. But he's already married, but the reason he redid it is because, let me read what he said.
Yeah.
He said, because I asked him how his first proposal went, because she posted about that. He says, "Oh, you mean how I tossed the ring in her lap and asked her if she was going to put it on?"
Wow.
That was his original one.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I guess she always had picked out another ring and said, "If you ever do buy me that ring," because he was telling her, "I'm going to buy you that someday."
Yeah,
you better propose to me the right way.
Yeah.
So he proposed.
He's like, "Hey, baby, here's a coin flip. Hey, put that. Hey, you going to put that on?"
Yeah.
All right, now go slip into this dress and let me throw some rice at you.
And somebody said, Rob said, "That's a stupid question. Why would anyone want to do that?"
There
like
you go.
Like getting married to one person.
There you go, Rob. Rob for the win. Rob, you got my vote. Right
Rob,
there,
you
Rob.
Troll, son of a bitch.
And then
Rob.
He said, "Thanks. Just make me a sandwich."
There you go, Rob. That's what I'm talking about right there, Rob.
That's because you ain't married.
Shut the hell up. I'm lonely.
Well, you said you'll never get married.
Nope.
But if you were going to get married, how do you think you would do it? I know it depends on the kind of woman or what she's into.
I ain't even thought about it.
But this spit kick right now.
What is spit kick?
How did you propose?
He flicked the ring at her and said, "Hey, you go put that on."
Question. Who's that?
Tell me this fits. If not, I'm taking it back to Goodwill.
We're at Tippy Tail Lake.
I didn't hear it, but I'm going to laugh anyway because I see you laughing.
I said you were like, tell me, hurry up. Does this fit? If not, I'm taking it back to Goodwill.
You poor son of a bitch.
That's low.
You poor ass broke fool.
Can I get this with food stamps?
You broke Negro. Hey, baby, let me use that EPT card to go buy you a ring.
A ring pop.
A ring pop. Yeah. Hey, baby, you go finish that ring pop.
Was just romantic, Lil D, or was it?
Hell no, she was drunk.
I don't know, to be honest with you, if it's romantic or not.
Who was drunk.
At Tippy Tail 8 walking.
She tripped.
She was sitting. That was like a lot of people there. And she was like sitting down. She was sitting down looking at something.
You got love music or like a little love?
Yeah, let me find some little love music for Lil D.
See,
he's going to try to do it, and it's the end of the damn show.
She's probably listening and saying,
no,
that's not how he did it.
We banned her from listening.
He pulled it out.
Pull what out?
He had a braid on one of his hairs, and it was
just because
and he had spelled out will you marry you.
I think he was having sex with her at the time. All right, Lil D, how did you propose?
We was at the Tippy Town Lake.
Uh-huh.
And the sun was halfway down, halfway up.
Yeah.
The moon was fairly to the right, but just right, but not so bright.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking down east of the pier. And as she sat down, I kneeled on one of my feet.
I don't know how you kneel on the feet, but I did kneel on my feet anyway.
Oh.
How do you kneel?
So I kneeled on my feet. And I pulled out my ring. Well, I thought it was the ring with some damn a handkerchief with some boogers. You know, my booger paper. I was like, baby, wait, hold on. That's the wrong one. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong bed. My bed. Wrong bed. Oh, shoot. That was fucking
derailing everything.
It's kind of how it went that way. That music right there, that was perfect music.
Oh, but it's over. Well, that was romantic. That was beautiful.
You said, I got something for you. Are you sure that it says there's a plus sign on that thing?
No, shoot.
No, but we was at the Tippy Tail Lake, and I had, like, kneeled down. And
on your feet.
It was on her birthday, I believe it was, so I can remember. And, I was like, hey. And she just, like, this big smile, and everybody was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Jeff, look at him. Oh, my God. Like that, you know?
You caused the scene.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. I think that was what happened.
Orly, how did you propose?
Well, to make a long story short, I surprised my wife. I said, hey, we're going to, or she wasn't my wife at the time. I said, I'm going to take you on a trip tomorrow when we wake up. And she had no clue. I said, pack. She's like, what am I packing for? She started getting, like, cold, hot. I was like, I don't know. Weather's like this, kind of, you know? So in the morning, woke up, gave her a plane ticket to California, flew out to Santa Monica, and proposed to her on the pier. But
were you drinking at the time?
No. My original plan was I'm going to propose her on the pier. Not because there was a lot of people, but, like, you know, at the end of the pier, it's nice. Yeah. And then there was probably about 20,000 people on the pier, and I was like, okay. And thinking in my head, all right, I got to figure something else out because there's no way I can do this in front of all these people. So I went down. You know, there's, like, the little underneath ramp thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Went down there, saw another couple down there, and I went and said, I'm going to ask them if they'll take our picture. Okay. I went to the guy and girl, and I was like, can you guys take our picture? Sure. And I said, I'm actually going to propose to her. And they were like, oh, my God. Like, they were all,
oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So then she was like, we, like, stood next to her, you know, to take the picture. She kept going, like, scoot over. You're not going to be in the picture. And I'm like, and then I got down on my knee. They took pictures, and I asked her to marry. And then also, to top it off, I invited her mom, not to be right there, but she hadn't seen her mom for a while, and her mom was waiting for us at the end of the pier. And then surprised her with a little trip.
That just touched my heart.
There you go.
You gonna get some tonight, Orly. You gonna get some of this tonight. I hope you're ready.
So, anyways, it was good. It was. I feel it was. It went good. It was perfect.
That was perfect, especially because you invited the mom. And the mom, like, man, my son should never even do nothing like this for me.
That is very romantic. That is very romantic.
Ooh, he's got my nipples hard.
But it's nerve wracking because you're like, so many things are going through your head. Like,
or
it's
she
like
says
one.
No.
It's probably one of the most.
He got me one of the top pins. Now I got to go stick up a new one. I got to repropose.
What you
got
to do is you got to kill the one that you with now because it's death do you part.
Yeah, true. No, I'm going to repropose to her.
Repropose?
I'm going to repropose.
Well, she says no this time.
No, all y'all going to be there, matter of fact.
Probably will. This is what I got to look forward to. Hell no.
Like, look at his big account, though.
I have never even considered the idea at all of proposal because I told my mom this, that I have no plans on ever getting
I
married.
I know why.
He will.
Because they get half of what you and he works so damn hard. He ain't giving up half. He's stingy. He's jealous.
I'm not Johnny Depp. I am not gonna marry a 30-year-old when I'm 52 and not sign a prenup. That was just stupid. I'm not gonna do that. Here's the thing. I told my mom this, and she is the Bible thumper of all Bible thumpers. I said, I'm just gonna live in sin, Mom. Sorry. That's what I'm gonna do. I will have someone that I will live with and share my life with, and that's it.
What if you meet the perfect woman, you love her, and she says, I want to be married?
Then I will tell her to go find someone that she can marry.
Let's record this day. Watch one day.
We're going to get married today.
This ain't the first
I'm
day
gonna
I've said
this.
I'm
going to be the DJ.
No, you're
not.
You're
going to be the priest. Lip going to be the light
Lip,
guy.
Lip going to be screwing up the sound bits. No, it's never going to happen. But I will say this about the question
you
that
you
posted.
You want to make a little wager on it?
I thought it was a really great question. But me being me, the video is what caught my eye. Did you see her? Did you see Pam?
Nuh-uh.
I have a sound bit. I have a sound bit here to tell you how Pam looked and how I could only imagine how her new husband or her fiance looks, even though we didn't see him because he was holding the camera.
You talking about Pam? Who?
No, I'm talking about in the video that Orly attached to the question. I'll just tell you this.
Oh, wow.
Pam, you's gonna marry me, honey! Babe! Babe!
And I'm first cousins?
Yeah. They look like they were probably cousins, and I know I'm wrong for that. But I also, don't worry about it, I do have a clip from the video of Pam's response. Let's make sure we can hear this. Here's Pam's response.
Oh, wow. Damn, was she that big? She country.
Cow disease.
Hey, you got the horse out? You got the horse out?
No, so we had this going on, and then Pam, when she got really excited. Oh, you can't hear it. I'm sorry, that's wrong for that.
Well, I don't know how much work it took him, but he must have really loved the lady.
He must have really loved the lady.
She must have a great personality.
Cause he's got a mountain to climb.
We next lip.
Lip didn't see it.
No, Lip. How's he gonna propose?
How would you propose?
I have no idea. That's still being processed.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Any ideas?
Not really.
It was being processed.
Well, what do you think,
Corey?
I know you say you don't. What do you think though? Do you think it should be something big, private, in front of people, with family there?
Ocean Beach.
I think it should be something that doesn't happen.
Period. Point blank.
Period. I don't think
sourpuss.
No, I'm not. Everybody is not meant to marry.
That's true.
Well,
everybody
okay, just,
ain't.
You don't have to get married. You're just gonna propose. So you can propose to a girl and not get married.
You just want to have sex, huh?
No. Hell, I don't even barely do that.
I know.
It is something that, oh, I know what. The best way to propose. I got it. I figured it out. I know exactly
what
how
What if Lady
is.
K wanted to be with you and she wanted
I
to propose
I know exactly
to her.
How we're going to propose.
Let's do this.
I'm going to fling her in the monkey exhibit. All right, we got to get the hell out of here, folks. Hey, boys. Hey, boys.
Yeah.
This is a good show. This is a good show. Hey, Lady K, will you marry me? I can't get to it.
Lady K is going to have to propose to you.
I know. She'll get in the one.
And she is. And Lady K, I love you, sweetie, but you're going to get your heart broken.
What if she has Gavin DeGraw there?
Yeah.
She's going to get her heart broken.
No, she ain't.
Yes, she will.
She can have
Gavin DeGraw and Janet Jackson sing her proposal to me, and the answer will still be no.
But would y'all date? Would you date her?
Oh, I ain't got no problem dating people.
No, would you date her, though?
Lady K? She too damn far away.
So she's too damn close away? Would you date her?
If she was too damn close away?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. No, you would?
Lady K.
Or no, you won't?
I know Lady K. I don't know her personally and who she actually is.
Nobody knew
and
who
she
was.
And she doesn't know me personally.
Well, I guess
or
she
who
needs
I
to make a visit
am.
Out here.
I guess you got to make a visit
Why
out here.
Why are y'all enticing Lady K to come out here?
So she can come on to
I'm
the
scared.
Good old Fat Guy Radio. Are you scared
I'm
a little?
Scared.
Lady K, if you come out here, I'll help set up a secret,
that's
secret
woman.
Date.
That's woman. I
well,
can't
how about
deal.
This?
I don't know how to deal with woman.
You turn off the lights and I go to work.
There you go. That's the plan.
There we go.
That's the plan. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Lady K, I love you. And if you came out here, I'd do you. All right,
so
folks.
Would I.
My apologies to
it so
actually,
would he.
It'd actually be a little D.
So
my apologies
we.
To Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time, you skinny Mike Calvin's wiener grabbing Facebook posting picture idiot. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. We love the Bravo Tip or Pay family. Please download this app and try it today and discover how easy it is to tip or pay. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email your letters and comments or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website, or you can actually send us a direct message through our Twitter account or our Facebook page. Feel free to do that as well. Interact with us on our social media pages. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of this show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog, just a daily extension of this show, now featuring free weekly emails. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. AfterTheLevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Fall.
Yes.
And co-host Orly.
Hello.
And my brother, Lil Dick.
That be me.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what the hell is the show all about, decline the offer to join the other show and reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. We'll see you at the top. Bye-bye.
Marry me.
What?
Hold on. Wait a minute. This show is free and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...